B-Pod Studios.
Yes, 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Miley, why do you need War of the Roses today?
Well, I overheard him talking on the phone the other day, and he was talking to his friend, and he said something about someone, and she had a banging body, but she didn't like country music. And that's not me, because I've got a great body, but I love country music.
Hmm. Were they talking about whoever the other person's on the phone was? Maybe significant other?
I don't know the way he was talking about. But and then the other thing is, he's been like going MIA for like long periods of time, day and night.
How long ago did this start?
Like a couple weeks ago. And I brought it up to him. I asked him about it. I just straight up said, like, are you cheating on me? He just got mad.
Let's find out who Garrett sends the roses to. Remember, Miley, don't say anything until we find out who he sends them to and then what the note says. That's always a big clue, okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hey there, I'm looking for Garrett.
This is him.
Hey, Garrett, my name's Lisa. Congratulations, I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we do a quarterly giveaway every so often, and you won our romantic package this time.
Oh.
So this month, we have a beautiful dozen red roses for you to send the one that you love. Do you have anyone in your life that you're thinking maybe you'd like to send these to?
I guess so. I mean, is this going to be free?
Yes, there's no charge for it. I don't need a credit card or anything like that. You're simply the winner of our quarterly contest.
All right, well, you know what? In that case, I'll go ahead and send them somebody. I got somebody I can send them to.
All right, great. And I also have a card here, so you can write something on the card. I just need to know who we're sending these to first.
All right, let's go ahead and send these to Chelsea.
To Chelsea. And what would you like me to put on the card, Garrett? Now, this is a romantic package, so just remember that.
All right. How about one erotic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cowboy.
Okay.
Are you serious, Garrett?
Miley?
Hey, Garrett. This is Manny Roy and Loren. You're on War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. That is your girlfriend, Miley. She heard everything.
Hell. Are you serious? How long has this been going on? Who is Chelsea?
We met Chelsea down at Whiskey River.
So, you know Miley heard everything, Garrett. Loren specifically stopped you before you wrote the note,
right?
And said, "Remember, this is a romantic person. So shouldn't that have gone to your girlfriend Miley and not to this Chelsea person?"
I was just playing around. I mean, come on, want to ride a cowboy? That's not romantic.
But why do you have a relationship with this Chelsea that you would be joking like that?
Well, she's fine. That's why.
The roses are romantic, though.
So are you messing around with this Chelsea girl, or is she just someone who's fine who you're trying to mess around with?
No, man, but I'm trying to.
Oh! How long has this been going on?
Look, it hasn't been going on long enough because I didn't get to mess with her yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Garrett.
Look, maybe Miley didn't tell y'all that we've been having some issues in our relationship.
What kind of issues? And how long could this be going on for? You guys are still together. Why would you try to move on without breaking it off first?
Well, try to give it a chance and also see what's going on the other side. You don't quit one job before you get another one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Mama taught me that one a long time ago. That's just what you do.
Hey, Garrett, how would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot and Miley was out at Whiskey River and met somebody and we were doing this to you.
Well, you see, that wouldn't happen in the first place because she was out at Whiskey River. I ended up being there, too. One of my boys would have saw her and stopped it. I mean, I was trying to buy her a ring. She said no.
I'm not ready to get married. I told you that. I don't even know if that's what I want.
I ain't got time for that, darling.
I mean, Miley, I'm sure that you're pretty positive you made the right decision now.
Did he just call someone Donna?
Dodged a huge bullet.
Miley, good luck with him.
Thanks.
Oh.
I'm done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.